Meet Butch Mitchell.
I'm a union official at Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company with the steelworkers. Been a union official for 22 years. I don't know why they keep me there, but doing something right, undoubtedly.
Even if he didn't ask who he was, Mitchell's red sweatshirt is a dead giveaway. The logo for the United Steelworkers Union is stitched on the left pocket. Today, he's part of a group of union supporters at the United Auto Workers office in the town of Coaling, near Tuscaloosa.
My name is Don White, and I have been at Mercedes for 18 years.
The UAW office is in a strip mall on Highway 11, right next to the Dollar General. It's also in the shadow of the sprawling Mercedes-Benz plant in the town of Vance. A dozen Mercedes workers take turns at a podium outlining their complaints against the automaker. Don White works in the body shop.
We've had instances with security when folks were handbilling outside the gates, coming out and asking for identification.
Handbilling is union slang for handing out pamphlets. George Jones works quality control at the Mercedes plant. He says he's had his run-ins too.
Yes, I've been there and I've been handbilling, and the security surround you and they ask for your ID.
In a statement released to the press, Mercedes-Benz says it didn't happen that way, and the company firmly denies violating federal labor laws. But the allegations have the attention of the National Labor Relations Board. The panel rejected one accusation against the automaker, but ruled that two other claims may have merit. That may sound like a victory for the unions, but Butch Mitchell isn't so sure. We met him at the beginning of this story. He says the fight is just beginning.
After they find out what happened here today, they'll come after him. And they will pick out a team member and try to make him defect. And that's the worst thing that can happen to your community. I mean, your committee.
Another face in the crowd today is State Senator Bobby Singleton. The Democrat from Greensboro was pushing a state bill that would address a key complaint from union supporters. They allege that Mercedes relies on temporary workers who get half the pay of full-time workers. Singleton wants to fix that.
So my bill would say that and if those companies that are receiving incentives from the state of Alabama, that they could have no more than 1% of their workforce is temp workers.
There are opponents and supporters of unionization in Alabama. Senator Singleton concedes one argument from the critics. Cheaper labor costs probably brought Mercedes to Alabama, along with factories for European plane maker Airbus and the German steel company ThyssenKrupp. Still, Singleton says cheap labor isn't good for the state.
Temps have a right to work, but I think that we should look at it in the sense of whether or not we're building a good economy in the state of Alabama by just hiring temporary workers.
The United Auto Workers Union has been trying to gain a toehold in Alabama and in other states like Tennessee that also build cars for foreign companies. One issue is that Alabama is a right-to-work state where unions can organize, but they have limited power. Also, rank-and-file workers apparently haven't welcomed the unions with open arms. One example was in August of last year.
Yes, my name is Charles Lewis. I'm the vice president of Local 2083 here in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
We're at the Holiday Inn Express in Tuscaloosa near Interstate 20.
I've been a member of the United Auto Workers for the last 11 years. I've been the vice president now for 7-8 years now.
Charles Lewis was in charge of organizing a unionization vote, not at Mercedes-Benz, but one of its parts suppliers.
Success for Forcia on the social networks. A newcomer, the group already has 20,000 likes on Facebook and 3,000 followers on Twitter.
This is a video from the website of the Forcia Company. It's a French-owned business that specializes in auto parts. The Forcia factory in Tuscaloosa builds seats for Mercedes-Benz cars. The video paints a bright picture for the company, but Walker says there was discontent among the workforce.
They felt like they were treated unfairly and were not respected. So they called me roughly around about June of last year when we got the ball rolling.
At that time, Alabama Public Radio asked Forcia to comment on Walker's claims, but the company didn't respond. In hindsight, it didn't need to.
I'm Maggie Martin, Alabama Public Radio News. Good morning. It's 8:06. Employees at the Forcia Interior Systems plant in Tuscaloosa are rejecting a bid by the United Auto Workers to organize a union there. The auto parts supplier.
5 months after workers at Forcia voted against forming a union, Charles Lewis took a seat at the back of the UAW office for the press conference about Mercedes-Benz. Despite the no vote last August, he says he's trying to remain optimistic about UAW's chances at Mercedes.
I enjoy this. I love helping people. And to hear their stories, it just motivates me even more.
Mercedes-Benz says it's neutral on the unionization issue, and no vote by workers is planned at this point. For now, all sides are gearing up to present arguments before the National Labor Relations Board in Birmingham in April. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Colling.
Yes, I've been there and I've been hand billing, and the security of surround you, and they ask for your ID.
We met George Jones in early February. He's a 14-year veteran of the Mercedes-Benz plant in Tuscaloosa and a supporter of unionization. He recalled a problem he had with Mercedes-Benz security while handing out union pamphlets. It's a process called hand billing.
Why would you ask for my ID? You don't ask for everyone's ID as they enter into the turnstile. But you surround me, and now this stops my fellow team members because it's like, that's security standing around them. I'm not going to take anything from them, and I got security standing there watching.
A similar complaint made its way to the National Labor Relations Board in Birmingham. It's there where Mercedes-Benz got the chance to fire back.
MBUSI is committed to being neutral on the union topic. In fact, we've even worked with our team members to adjust policies at the plant to ensure that we stick to neutrality. For example,
that's Matt Everett, general counsel for Mercedes-Benz. He's reading a prepared statement that follows up an earlier printed statement from Mercedes saying that the car company had done nothing wrong and that it's neutral on the subject of unionization. Everett's statement came after hours of contentious testimony. The NLRB acts a lot like a federal courtroom. Reporters aren't allowed to record the proceedings. One big difference is there's no jury. An administrative law judge hears both sides and then issues an opinion. UAW's opening witness was Quality Control Inspector Kirk Garner. He's a 14-year veteran of the Mercedes plant in Tuscaloosa. He told the judge his own team leader and an HR official told him not to hand out union leaflets in a public area called the atrium or in a staff-only area called a team center. During cross-examination, Mercedes attorney Marcel DeBruges asked Garner if that no policy had changed. Garner said yes, and that the HR person had come back later to say that management had decided that it was okay for union materials to be handed out both in the atrium and in the lunchroom where most Mercedes workers gather. DeBruges asked Garner if anyone he knew had been disciplined for handing out union leaflets. Garner said no. DeBruges asked if anyone had ever been transferred or demoted for handbilling. Garner said no. The one point where Mercedes and UAW supporters disagreed was handbilling in the team centers next to the assembly line just before shift change. The union wanted to hand out pamphlets there, but Mercedes contended that a lot of business takes place there prior to the start of each shift, like safety issues and technical concerns. DeBruges told the judge Mercedes had gone out of its way to allow handbilling everywhere else and allowed pro-union activities 30 times at the plant since last summer. What appeared to be a more explosive witness came later. Repair shop worker Jeremy Kimbrell testified he had an argument with his team leader over a pro-union speech he gave on the assembly line. In front of witnesses, he also allegedly accused an HR vice president of lying in an anti-union letter to Mercedes workers. During cross, Mercedes attorney DeBruges went point for point to try to refute Kimbrell's assertions about the letter. Kimbrell also admitted under cross that his supervisor didn't try to stop him from making a speech about the unions. Over a dozen witnesses are expected to be called during this week's hearing before the NLRB. The judge's opinion could end the matter or refer the case to the full National Labor Relations Board in Washington. The decision is expected to come about a month after closing arguments. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Birmingham. Administrative law judge Keltner Locke ruled Mercedes-Benz violated part of the National Labor Relations Act. The United Auto Workers Union took Mercedes to court after the company allegedly stopped union supporters from handing out leaflets. Judge Locke's ruling says Mercedes was in violation when it prevented the practice, known as handbilling, in areas like the atrium or team centers. Those are spots where Mercedes workers gather before starting their shifts and can talk about non-work subjects. Judge Locke sided with the car company on one allegation. A Mercedes worker alleged that a plant manager kept him from talking about the union with other staff members. Judge Locke's ruling orders Mercedes to change its employee handbook within 14 days and to post those changes for workers to see. The judge's recommendations can be appealed to the full National Labor Relations Board. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.